The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Wakey, wakey. Eggs and bakey. Good morning. Hey, it is the 25th of August, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Rita. Well, I ate breakfast this morning, so just stand the F by.
Oh, wow.
Here we go. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
What national day is it today?
It is National Park Service Founders Day. I have no clue what that is, but...
Oh, it's...
Or National Banana Split Day.
That's good.
I think everyone knows what a banana split is.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, well, National Park Founders be like...
Park Service, that's, yeah, you know...
Well, I think of Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, Teddy Roosevelt, you know, made Yellowstone and others. Where's Teddy when we need him?
Well, we could use somebody for sure.
No.
It's 69 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 103, low of 68, and clear on Friday. Again, hot, 103 and a low of 68. On Saturday, only 95 degrees. Wow, just almost balmy. Saturday night, down to 65. And on Sunday, 92. Sunday night, 65. And on Monday, 97. And it looks like it's going to hang around in the high 90s till next Wednesday when it bumps up again to 100. So we're not out of the woods here yet, but unfortunately no rain in sight. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Of course, Trish Clark is joining me today. Good morning, Trish.
Hey, good morning.
Thursdays.
Thursdays are great. Once I get past the 5:30 routine, I don't know. And I showed up early this morning, shocked everybody.
I know.
What, got here before Hot Mike.
Because you didn't have your watch on,
just
went by the sun.
Like, must have.
We're here with Alex Shea, who is running for Reading City Council. Hang on just for a second.
Morning, everybody.
There we go. Let me get you situated. Alex, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, tell us who Alex Shea is.
Alex Shea. All right. Well, in brief, born and raised in New York, and that's where I met my wife. Let's just call her a California girl. And there's always a magnetism. You know, once you marry a California girl, it's inevitable. You're going to be drawn back to California. And ended up moving out here 7 years ago to raise a family. We wanted to be closer. Her dad was born and raised here in Reading, Enterprise 73. And when we moved here, ended up kind of fitting right into our family connection, our family network. And my background is finance. I worked at the U.S. Treasury Department. My first job out of college, helped regulate mortgages during the Great Recession. Good experiences and bad experiences altogether. Left that and went to work on Wall Street after that for about 6-7 years, managing money, billions of dollars in portfolio management. But always had a passion for finance and management. Came and moved to Reading, and I didn't know what I was missing out on. What I mean by that is I lived in New York City, concrete jungle. You see about 4 inches of sky everywhere you walk. And I come out here, and I go, oh, my gosh, I didn't know how much I love mountains.
What are those things in the sky? Those satellites?
Oh, no, those are stars, Alex, stars. Those are stars, I know. I haven't seen stars. Probably for decades at a certain point.
Yeah.
And my uncle Brian, he taught me how to kind of these awesome trails on the west side for mountain biking, and then learned to ski on Mount Shasta. And the snow here is just, I snowboarded on the east coast. It was terrible. I mean, you're just falling on ice. And that's when the wooing process with Redding, Northern California, really began growing on me. The outdoors nature. My wife would come up here as a little girl, and she'd camp at Hat Creek with her family and with the uncles and grandma and grandpa. And it was just, I heard about it we've been together for 16 years now, but hearing about it, and actually now we get to see it, we get to drive by, we visit all the old local haunts. It was a fantastic journey. My two daughters are born here, 2018 at Mercy Hospital and 2021 at Mercy Hospital. And it's a fun existence at home right now. Let's just say that. And with that, I think my eyes just opened up a little differently to Reading. I started seeing a Reading that had so much untapped potential. There are a lot of talented folks that leave Reading because there aren't any job opportunities here. So I'm looking backwards, and I'm also looking forwards at my two girls. I'm thinking, I want them to have an opportunity to stay here. And so that's why I decided to run, because I wanted to create and foster economic vitality for the city that's really taking care of me. Reading has some of the best, most humble, hardworking, least pretentious people that I've met. And I've met some pretty, let's say, not humble people in New York.
In New York City, oh yeah.
Exactly.
Total different world.
Totally different world. And people here are kind. I actually wave to people on the street now when I drive by. And that's, you don't look at other people. You don't look at your neighbors in New York. But here, there's a tight-knit community, and I love it.
You've got a number of things. Your website is www.alex-shea.com.
That's correct.
That's pretty simple. It's a nice website.
Thank you.
I tell you what, let's take an early break here.
Okay.
That way we can get into the questions and some of the things you're saying on your website.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. What can I say?
Well, you know.
I mean, you've had it for.
I've had it for over 20 years, and I just recently adjusted my Sleep Number setting to 75.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I've been having some issues, and
need a little firmer mattress there?
A little firmer mattress, and it's amazing. So you don't have to go out and buy a new mattress. You can just adjust it to whatever you need it to be.
Well, you know, the thing about Sleep Number is this is one of those products that you can get and then use for like 100 days. And then if you don't like it, you can send it back and try another one. But we so much recommend is that when you go to the Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center, is that you lay on every one of those beds, and they don't mind a bit you finding the right mattress, because, you know, we had our original mattress for like 5, maybe 6 years, and then we upgraded into the 360 smart bed, and that was great. So it's one of those things. You spend a lot of your life sleeping, not as much as we should. But
if you're doing it right, you're getting at least 8 hours a day.
Yeah, and 10 hours for kids. So, hey, you know, why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing. Now, this ends Thursday. Today. Now, this is from last weekend, but I have a feeling that there's going to be more sales coming on here. But that ends Thursday today, only at Sleep Number stores over there in the Target Shopping Center. And remember that special financing is subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back with Alex Shea.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 25th of August, 7:17 in the morning. Oh, gosh, it's going to be, what, 106 today?
106.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Alex Shea, who is running for Reading City Council. And in the first segment, we learned how he got out here from the streets of New York. He was raised in the streets of New York. He was a member of the Jets gang.
I'm a New York Jets fan.
Oh, New York Jets fan. Oh, okay, that's what it is. Hey, Alex, you obviously are a young man with lots of energy here. And during the break, I was being somewhat facetious, but one of the things you say, I dream of a Reading that we can all enjoy year-round where every block is safe, clean, and inviting. How are you going to do that?
That's a top-of-mind issue for me, and absolutely, my goal of economic vitality for our city, and that has been a pain point not just for myself, but for a lot of my friends and family members, it's a hindrance. We have companies that try to hire people, and then, you know, their spouses decide to Google, well, okay, well, let me learn a little bit more about Reading. These are doctors that are trying to come in here. And the first thing that they find is violence or crime or homelessness, and it's a detraction. It doesn't give off a strong image. And this has been an issue that has been top of mind for residents for more than a decade. It's progressively gotten worse. A lot of it has been legislation down from the state. For me, how I would tackle that is there's a long-term goal and there's a short-term goal. You always have to have an eye for the long term. How can you sustainably tackle this, and that is through economic prosperity, economic production from our city. And then what does that mean? Because there's more dollars within the general fund for us to fund police officers, to have, we have 62 square miles here in the city.
And it's larger than San Francisco.
Larger than San Francisco. When we are larger than Chico. I hate being compared to Chico. But they have just slightly more in terms of population, 100,000, but half the square mileage. And so response times for our police officers, for our fire department, it is more than double what it would be in Chico last time I checked. And
just as a side note, that was a major topic of conversation 30 years ago when Reading was reaching out and annexing everything in sight, every tax base, and we kept reminding them that, you know, along with annexation comes providing services.
Infrastructure, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
and
difficult. And
absolutely.
And growth is good, but it has to be thoughtful. And so I don't want to digress too much, but
right.
what I want to talk about is there are pain points in terms of the coverage that our cops can have on the streets. I'm a finance guy, and I'm for increasing our police presence, not because I want to over-police our city, because that's my background or backdrop, but most importantly, we just have, it's just, there's a lack of coverage in that we can't have enough, there's not enough response, the response time is just not there.
Well, the response time is, what, 7 or 8 minutes, something like that.
Exactly.
For a city this big. But
depending upon where you're at in the city.
But and it depends on what the crime is, but we have more police now than we ever have.
I think we're off by 2 from 2008. That was the peak.
But they're close. Hiring right now.
Yes,
but the other thing is, what good does it do? And here's the question. What good does it do if you pick up every bad guy in the city and there's no place to put them?
Big proponent of expanded jail space. Collaboration with the county. What can the city do? How can the city help out?
Beyond collaboration, they need to put money.
Most of that is from ARPA money, federal dollars. That's who's really subsidizing this. But what do you want to choose to earmark is the angle here. But how can the city support and collaborating with the county in pushing that through? I believe in additional jail space. I believe in long-term rehabilitation. And I believe that, Props 4757, it's just been detrimental. It has just hurt Reading specifically. And it's just not fair that Sacramento can pass legislation that pushes down to Reading and it adversely impacts us, and it's not fair. But we can actually turn around and say, hey, let's take those tax dollars, let's build a larger jail, and let's also build rehabilitation facilities that can address that sufficiently and think about it long term. I'm not just about throwing people in jail and then, hey, well, you know, set and forget. There has to be case management and accountability that pushes it through.
Okay. What about homeless? What's your solution to homelessness?
My solution is also long-term, because there have been a lot of short-term plugs and Band-Aids that have not worked. There are a lot of siloed approaches from county, from agencies, from non-agencies, from private enterprises, from NGOs, but it hasn't been a concerted effort. In terms of resources that are available, there are plenty. And again, my look is long term. I love what the mission is doing down there. There's a wall down on South Market. There's a wall where they say these are folks that have gone through our program, been rehabilitated, and they've been trained for jobs. They teach them how to do job interviews, and then, you know, they're line cooks at local restaurants. They're waiters, and just giving them dignity and how do I call this? And just self-sustain. Let's just call it dignity and the ability to sustain yourselves. And that goes a long way for a human being. And I think partnering with what's there, partnering with what Hill Country is addressing when it comes to just the drug issue and bring that together. I think everyone is trying to do their own thing, recreate the wheel, reinvent the wheel, which is
how do you do that?
Collaborated. Well,
so what you're saying is uniting all the effort under one banner. When these people make a lot of money or make their organization stay alive by helping people and what they're doing, uniting it under one banner to say, okay, this is how we're going to handle it. How do you do that?
It's all through relationship. And the best part about community is that we can actually, you know, hey, I know so-and-so at county. I know so-and-so at the mission. Let's actually, instead of talking at each other through social media or the news or through the radio, let's actually sit down and connect. And the biggest piece that I actually had missed in my previous answer is case management. I believe personal accountability is the biggest piece to getting the homeless off the street. I don't think we can get all the homeless off the street, because there are those that just structurally need the help for the rest of their lives. But I believe there's a two-third swath. A lot of them have, unfortunately, methamphetamine issues, and that through case management and through case studies done in San Francisco, where just Tenderloin District is the ground zero for government handing out needles and saying, hey, we're just going to keep enabling you. That's not going to work. And Shasta County, because it's part of Sacramento,
we give out needles. We give out needles, sir.
Exactly. Because it's under Sacramento's jurisdiction, the county.
I'm pretty sure that the county probably made that their, Health and Human Services provides. They give them a clean needle and take the, trying to prevent the, hepatitis and AIDS and monkeypox. But
county issues. But I don't think that's right. I do not. I think it enables, and I do not think that helps.
What do you do with the population that doesn't want to go to work? Doesn't want your help. Going to live on the streets.
And let's just say there's...
What do you do with them?
Out of the point in time, there's 100 of them.
At a point in time, there's 100 of those.
When they do that point in time count, and I can't remember what was the last one, how many people we had out there, and people will argue that it's... I think they said there was like 800, and people will tell you, no, it's 3,000, but let's just say it's 800, and you can offer help to 700. It's going to take... years, but there's no, it doesn't mean we shouldn't do it and start and just try whacking off 5 or 10% of them every year. But what about those ones, like Trish says, that, they are the kings of the roost. They're running prostitution, they're running drugs, they're real happy.
Well, that's a crime issue. If they're actually breaking the law, that's where the jail space and the cops come into play. But if they're just structurally, they are on the streets, they don't want to work, they have mental issues. They're victims of high ACE scores growing up. I think that's where services really come in and help out. But again, going back to accountability and management, and you got to get in people's faces. You got to get in, whether it's tough love or tender love, whatever it takes at that point. But there are folks that are in this city, that are in this country, that want to help, but that have a huge heart to help out the homeless and help out those that perhaps just don't know what's out there.
Do you believe in putting together a... homeless community, per se?
No. Oh, absolutely not. It ruins cities. It ruins property values. It ruins property rights. Absolutely not.
Okay. So, no Bumsville,
no.
As Nick says.
No little buildings.
San Francisco is terrible when you drive down the Bay Bridge, and then, boom, Tentville, Tent City. Drove through Chico. They had some of those Tentville, Tent Cities on the road. Oh, it is terrible. Aesthetically, it is just terrible to look at.
How about little houses? Because the city of Reading is starting to experiment with these, one-room...
tiny rooms, tiny houses.
Yeah, tiny houses.
For me, permanent housing, it just enables.
It enables. Unless they've got some skin in the game, they don't take care of it. They just destroy it. It doesn't change
anything. Going back to property rights, property values, I would hate to have just bought a house, and then all of a sudden, boom, some tiny houses. Good heart, good motivations, wrong execution. Wrong place. That's what I believe. I think that shelters should be similar to the mission. Shelters should be available so that people can transition, but you never, ever just give out for free. There are always conditions, and the conditions are for accountability reasons, not because I don't like you or you're the scum of the... Absolutely not. The homeless are our brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, and our friends. Some of them will probably have graduated high school with, and they've been afflicted by high ACE scores or drug problems, and at the end of the day, we need to view them that way. And if we truly view the homeless that way, we would notice by enabling them, we'd realize by enabling them, we are not loving them. We are not helping them.
I think you've hit the key. The model that the mission has followed for years is exactly what needs to happen. They require the accountability. That's why a lot of the people, they always have space there.
Yeah.
And as long as there's space there, I am hesitant to think we need to create anything else. There's space there if they want to live up to the responsibilities.
You don't want to go there.
See, that's right.
There is the problem.
Then move on someplace else.
If you've got somebody laying on the street or on the sidewalk, police can get them up, rouse them up, and say, hey, look, we can take you down to the Good News Rescue Mission. And you get a place to sleep, you get showers, you get all, and they say no.
Yeah.
And the only thing they can do is tell them, okay, move along here.
And just keep moving them along.
Well, but then you go back to numbers. So there's got to be a long-term well thought out plan to address it, and it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in 5 years. But if you can steep, the only problem is if you whack off, in this case, you move 10% of the people onto better things, you know, each year. How many more people come in?
You create an atmosphere. I hate to answer for you, but you create an atmosphere in
well,
your community
no, that's why
that
I'm asking
isn't
him.
Tolerated.
Trish, this is about Alex.
I know.
I know it's hard.
Trish for City Council 2024?
20 years as an elected official in the past.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute, fully accredited chest pain center, a fully accredited emergency care, preventative care, heart failure, stroke, hip knee replacement center, rated by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, got the highest ratings there, and so many other reasons that you should use and make Shasta Regional Medical Center your place to be treated. Healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
I'll make a brand new start of it. If I can make it there.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Redding Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It is 7:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Not an assisted living facility, no. This is a great place for active seniors. It is Northern California's premier retirement community. Beautiful accommodations, gourmet food, pet friendly. You name it, it's there, right in downtown Redding. You're close to Sundial Bridge. For more information and a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 530-238-5981. And find out why people at River Commons Senior Living worry less, smile more. Hey, we're here with Alex Shea, who is running for Redding City Council. If I can get him to answer a question.
One question, Carl. Okay. I mean, for heaven's sake.
I got a spokesperson here.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We're going to get these councilmen to get elected. We're going to get them to do what we need.
One of the things you have on your website is abundant housing. Mm-hmm. Right now, there's about 600 houses and homes in the MLS. Usually runs around 1,200. It got down to 300. Cost of housing went sky high, and now it's starting to drop off. But there's not enough housing here in Redding. Yep. What's your plan?
Great question. I'm in real estate. I'm a lender. I am a direct lender for folks that are creating additional housing here. So I lend to developers that would buy a property that otherwise would be vacant or shoddy looking, not market rateable. Let's make up a word there. And they go in and fix it up, and boom, additional housing, rental supply, or they want to flip the house and sell it. I provide that. So my company, we've deployed about $6 million of our own capital in actually doing that here in the city. And so there's great fulfillment in my day-to-day job, knowing that I'm helping out the city that I love.
What about How about housing development?
And so, yes, that is very difficult because it does not pencil out. You're looking at trying to sell a house at 280, 300 a square foot in certain neighborhoods. It's tough, but lumber was sky high during COVID, mm-hmm. and other inputs cost the labor, and there's a lack of labor in terms of craftsmen to get that done. I am very aware and cognizant of that issue. Single-family housing does not pencil out here in Redding. It has to be multifamily right now.
Okay.
And that is difficult and is painful, the fact that we have so much land. You can go out west. You can go out of the Redding boundary. You can go to Palisadro, Mill Valley, and there's a lot of land there. You can have a five-acre house there and still have a rural existence, but it doesn't pencil out unless you're building it for yourself. That's why there's an artificial lack of supply here in our county. And what I'm trying to do with myself is trying to address that from the inside out. Okay, well, what has already been established? What doesn't need to have?
Well, one thing could be on the city council.
Yeah.
It'd cost you $100,000 before you even do excavating because of permits and fees. $30,000 right off the top. Then you add the rest of them. Are you planning on somehow reducing those so that when people build, that it doesn't cost them $100,000 right up front?
Don't want to make campaign promises and say, hey, I'm just going to cut costs across the board. I am very budget conscious. Been with personal finance, been an advisor to folks getting out of debt, very aware of financials. And that's where I can help City Hall, help the council be the financial voice and say, okay, the goal is to reduce if we can. Doesn't make economic sense. And if we can't reduce, what are other ways we can make development easier? And get creative. Don't just let the first roadblock, the first no, end the mission there. If our goal is to increase supply and housing, if development doesn't work, what else can we do? Can we fix up, you know, duplexes or fourplexes? Do multifamily 100 units make sense? Do they not? And explore all different avenues. And then from a financial standpoint, are there other places we can possibly pull from and that can go to reduce impact fees? Explore it all, there's no rock unturned. And that's from my background as a finance guy. Let's dig into all those things and explore every avenue.
The lack of available housing, mm-hmm. part of that reason, and it's raised its ugly head here, is the VRBOs. that we have hundreds of VRBOs in the city, and more, many more are being asked for right now.
Yep.
There is no plan as far as that goes, as having the how many what's the density, how many can you have in a block. The basic rules are is that you can put them anywhere. What's your thoughts on VRBOs?
I like VRBO.
Did you turn that off then?
I turned my recording off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just want to get a little clip for social media. You guys will see that come out at some point.
Okay.
I just turn it off when you speak or not. Just kidding. VRBO, I like it because I'm a market-based guy. I like I'm a capitalist, and so I think having those opportunities, sometimes dollars that are coming into the community because there's an incentive to grow the economy and create additional housing and help the tourism industry is helpful. However, we've seen pain points, communities that are being destroyed because it's not your aunt that's living next door or your friend that's living across the street. It's some
random stranger. Garden track.
Exactly. And that's a big, I have a lot of friends that live out there,
mm-hmm.
and they are very cognizant and aware, and certainly have communicated to me. It's a different vibe, and I stayed in a garden track at Airbnb just to kind of get a feel for it. Our problem right now is enforcement. And let me give you a little more philosophical background. My opinion on government is to get out of the way whenever and wherever possible and let the market run, because the market will take care of itself. That's number one. Number two, I believe that government needs to be proactive and not reactive. And so from that perspective, that's how I think we should address VRBO here in Reading. So I heard you at City Council, and we're referring to exactly short-term rentals.
My whole thing is on that is the whole street. No matter what the street says, all their individual rights on that street have been taken away by somebody that lives in Santa Rosa to put a motel there. And there's got to be something in the ordinance that says if you've got 15 houses out of 16 on a street that doesn't want a VRBO, because as Julie Winter says, it changes the integrity of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
There ought to be something in
there.
It's
an enforcement piece, because we do not – there are ordinances that are in place right now, but we just don't have the capabilities or the staff to actually follow through with that. And I have a unique vantage point being in real estate myself. Loan applications for new purchases, a lot of them are for Airbnb and VRBO. They're coming down. Rates are primary residences. If you're a prime borrower, looking at low fives, sixes, that is a far cry from the low from the mid twos that we saw just a year and a half ago. Market talks. You're not going to see more of these come up that much in the next year or two, because all values are coming down. It does not pencil out for Airbnb and VRBO.
So let me make sure I understand what you just said.
Yep.
If the neighborhood, everybody in that neighborhood says we do not want a VRBO on the street, and somebody from Hollywood buys a house to make it a VRBO, they should be able to put that VRBO in over the citizens of that street.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because
I wanted to make that clear.
Well, thank you for helping me to clarify that. If there's an ordinance that is in place for that, we need to be able to enforce it. Let's not create new ordinances that overburden our staff that they can't even force it anymore.
But there is no ordinance. It doesn't say anything about it. Lily Toy said, if you're in that meeting, it makes no difference what the neighborhood says. They still are going to get that.
I think the question is how do you protect the property rights of the people who already live there who have moved
in a single family
with a set of rules that say these are single-family homes on this area.
That's what you've been paying your taxes for years.
For sure. Density, 300 feet. As far as I know, and I could be wrong, I don't think that that's observed and that's not enforced. Hence the density issue with Airbnbs and garden tracks. So that's an ordinance piece that's existing that is not enforced because there's a lack of resources.
So you could put four VRBOs on my street.
Because you are 1,200?
You could put four VRBOs on mm-hmm. somebody's street and, and be within that density.
Well, where do 300 feet come from? Where does 600 feet come from to put down?
How about put the house and then draw a 1,000-foot circle around it? city. You got to do something about the density, and the people who live there have rights.
For sure.
You know, but.
Absolutely.
Not really.
Given our previous discussion, I'm for property rights, property values. But before we introduce any new legislation, any new ordinances, can we back it up? Because then otherwise we're just toothless. And it's like Obama going and say, hey, here's a red line. If you cross this, we're going to go into Syria. It's not going to work. We can't do that as a city.
Yeah. That worked. Okay, I appreciate your upfront, and I know you're capitalist, and I'm a capitalist, but I also believe in individual rights
Absolutely.
Of people, too, and in our community. And if our community is going to grow forward, we've got to put this all-encompassing, you know, if we're going to hug people, that we want them to move here. I mean, part of the way is, of course, people that come and stay at a VRBO.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really a great place. Nobody's thrown a brick through my window. Things like that. Now, I understand that. But we've got to find a way to balance it. And that's kind of where I got involved in it, was that. And I'm going to get off that.
It's broken.
But I'm asking every city council person that comes in, it has to be addressed.
I agree.
So
it's broken. It is imperfect. But I don't want the city to be reactive to it. I want them to be thoughtful. I want us to be thoughtful and proactive about it. And anytime the government gets involved to kind of tinker, to fix, there are unintended consequences that we cannot even project. And I want to be very cognizant of that, because there are always unintended consequences and bad precedents that are set.
Almost in every instance, you can see where there's already laws that, as you indicate, are not being enforced.
Yep.
Rather than create new ones, enforce the ones, and get rid of the ones that aren't working.
Yeah, exactly.
Before you start creating new ones.
We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about jobs. That's another part of your three-legged stool here on your webpage, which is a good webpage, by the way.
I think I'm sitting on a three-legged stool. No, it's four. Never mind.
That's right. We have big people here. This portion of the show is brought to you by REU. Besides clearing out all of the areas around their power lines, providing extra firefighters for our city, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available and under the new Inflation Reduction Act, the cars have to be built in America to get that. And I kind of like that, because now Hyundai has just said they're going to open up two new factories here in the United States. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Poker is coming back to Wind River Resort and Casino. We are excited to reopen our poker room and bring you the thrill of live hosted poker tables Thursday through Sunday from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. The chips are stacking up and we're going all in with the grand reopening Thursday, September 1st at 6 p.m. We are raising the limit with Texas Hold'em games. Join us for splash pots and giveaways from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see WindRiver.com. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Good choice, buddy. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Trish Clark and Carl Bond. And we're here with Alex Shea.
Good morning.
Good morning. Alex is running for Reading City Council. He's originally, were you originally from New York?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then saw the light. Literally.
Literally.
Yeah. Literally saw the light.
Because there is no starlight in New York.
There's star. They have sun. They have sun in Reading.
And the buildings are so close together, like you say. I love the way you identify that you can see, you know, a 2 foot square sky from time to time. So different than what you,
The sky, even sunlight, too, because it's just the shadows from these giant, skyscrapers.
And I urge you all to go back to our archives today and listen to what all the things that Alex has been talking about, and safe streets, housing, and now we're going to talk about jobs. What
kind of jobs?
Yeah, and what can the city do? I mean, this is kind of, you're really a capitalist, you know,
free market
kind of guy. So what should the city do?
The city should get as, let's see, my words are there wrong. Should be as little involved as possible in terms of creating jobs. Now, what kind of jobs? I want jobs that can afford mortgages and that could put food on the table. I love that there are a lot of retail establishments that are popping up, but minimum wage workers can't afford mortgages. And I think it's a good first step. It helps our 18 to 25 working class understand what it means to show up on time, hold a job, the payoff, the reward of getting a paycheck that you've earned with your own hard work. But we need higher paying jobs. And what that means is actually growing the existing businesses that we have here. Softtek is an example. They have higher paying jobs, but bringing local talent that can plug into their infrastructure and keep the money here. They have employees that don't live here because they just can't find the talent here. They go back to Chico and they commute every single day and they deploy their dollars in Chico, you know. But what can city council do? A couple options. Some of them are spitballing, some of them are actually real and tangible. Stillwater, as far as I last checked, 16 out of the 18 lots are in escrow, and a lot of them are manufacturing companies. And about 2,000 new jobs, we're talking about, these are career jobs, will be created as a result of that within 3 years' time frame. Airport, increased travel. There's a way to double dip there, and what I mean that is there. Talking to the airport manager, improving the maintenance and improving the runway. There are federal dollars available to tackle that, just not enough time and man hours for the team to go and get those dollars. But that's a two-pronged attack because, one, you're improving maintenance. Two, bigger jets can come in terms of more business travel, and there's, with Stillwater being right there, that helps the economy. And number three, air tankers. I believe right now they have to fly probably 100 miles away in order to tackle from Cal Fire.
No, I think we've got
larger ones that cannot accommodate.
Yeah, some of the bigger ones that they're bringing in now, those great big.
Yeah.
Didn't Trump's plane land in here? What was he flying? He was flying a big DC-10. I think we can get maybe the 747s.
There was something with the length and the condition of it.
And it could be how much weight and exactly. Also the
and the frequency.
Yeah, and the temperature too.
Double dipping that helps fire prevention, fire mitigation, tackle something at 10.
Oh no, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So you're talking about expanding the airport?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, expanding the airport because it's already bursting at the seams. Now we have had subsidy dollars to go into that. Now we just Reading has to show up. We have to have air travel.
And the land is there, and the ability to expand that whole footprint is there. Yeah.
We got to show up and to fly out of Reading, but it cannot be stimulus shots. It cannot be Band-Aid fixes. It has to be companies that are actually requiring and needing that travel, and that's where Stillwater, being right there adjacent to the airport, is going to be really helpful for that. Helping local companies grow that want to grow. Some of them don't. Some of them are happy where they are, but identifying those that want to grow, okay, how can the city help out? How can the city get out of the way? How can the city be a liaison? Going back to Stillwater, I would not, if I were to be elected, I would want to be the point person in terms of outward facing. Hey, you know, they're a CEO from whatever company that wants to buy this lot. Let's make sure the ball doesn't drop.
So companies that are here or businesses that are here that want to expand, you think the city should be helping by getting out of their way and all that?
High level, yes.
How can we make this happen
Does that include the casino?
The casino is a local business that is not under Reading County, state or federal jurisdictions.
Yes, but it works closely with the city in the county.
If there is an ability for us to strike up an agreement with the casino, with the new construction, my cables are tangled, that we're able to broker a deal that would be beneficial to the city in terms of helping the population, helping with minimizing the police presence that has been required there at the existing Wind River, I'm all for it in terms of from an economic standpoint. However, there are other considerations that, let's call them aesthetic, let's call them traffic flow, and so let's put a pin in that.
Well, then that would be for every business then.
Yes, but that's a much larger business that has impacts not just this. It's one thing for a business to be under the jurisdiction of the city of Reading. It's another thing with the business is not under the jurisdiction of the city of Reading.
Well, it's not under the jurisdiction of any place except.
And it's not in the city; it's in the county.
It's in the county,
but it needs to be thoughtful in terms of how we approach this. I do like the fact that they would be offering jobs, that they're stimulating economic activity, but there are many other factors that go into this consideration, and it needs to be thoughtful, and everyone needs to be at the table from both sides, and. If there's a deal to be brokered, it cannot be done through middlemen. It has to be done face to face, and honestly, people need to connect.
I think they've dealt directly with the city council and the board of supervisors.
But in terms of hearing, you know, oh hey, so and so said during this interview, you did that, this and that. No, it needs to be face to face. Go straight to the horse's mouth because there's been a lot of hurt and pain there from both sides and there, reconciliation needs to be forward moving in that respect.
Okay. Okay, you get the last minute and a half. Why should people vote for you, Alex?
Ah, okay. So I have a passion for the city that is for my two daughters here. I want them to live here in Reading. I want to see my grandkids here. And the biggest piece is I want to honor the legacy that my daughter's great, great, great grandparents had when they moved here in the 30s or 40s. I forget which one. They moved from Oregon and San Jose. They are local developers. They were restaurateurs and just part of the community. I want to honor the legacy. I've heard great stories from the 50s, Miracle Mile. That was a great place to be back when you were a young kid. And my father-in-law grew up at Turn Creek Bottom. That's the cultural heritage that we have that want to honor. But the biggest piece is why people should vote for me. I don't need to be your top one. I don't need a top two. You've got to put me in your top three. If you'd like, take a cross-section of the existing council and all the candidates, there's nobody except me that has the financial acumen and background that I have. I can sit 6 hours, dig into a spreadsheet with City Hall, with any other budgets that come in and say, okay, hey, numbers are telling a story, or you're making numbers tell you a story. Why are you doing that, or why is this happening? And helping people to see, move some things around. No one else, I believe, has that acumen that I have in terms of finance. And so City Council, the City of Reading, needs a finance guy, and that's me. I got to be in your top three.
Put your city, run your city like a business. Okay, Alex Shea. How do people get a hold of you, Alex?
Alex-Shea.com. Email team at alex-shea.com. And would love to meet up. Would love to chat more and explain or...
Well, you're going to be back on again, of course. I mean, everybody's going to be on at least twice before the election. And I'm glad you were able to come today. Because I want to talk about veterans. I want to talk about water. And we didn't get a chance to talk water today, but that's pretty important, too. Yeah. Anyway, thanks a lot for being with us today. And everybody now, it's alex-shea.com.
Thank you very much, Trish. Carl, appreciate you guys.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got open line.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
It was an emotional meeting.
Our babies are dead. Our teachers are dead. Our parents are dead.
Big turnout last evening at the Uvalde, Texas school board meeting several months after the massacre at Robb Elementary School. Board members deciding the fate of the school police chief.
Mr. Board President, I move that good cause exists to terminate the non-certified contract of P. Adelondo effective immediately.
And the board did fire the chief, who had been criticized for the delayed police response to the shootings that left 19 youngsters and two teachers dead. The audio from the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District. The government reports the economy shrank at a 0.6% annual rate in the second quarter. Other signs of economic weakness are also appearing, specifically in home sales, housing starts, and retail sales. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher this morning. Right now, the Dow is up 135 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 135 as well. The S&P trading 34 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Some French politicians are accusing Britain of negligence following reports of untreated sewage being discharged into the sea.
In a letter to the European Commission, the MEPs accuse Britain of exempting itself from environmental standards since Brexit, and they call on the Commission to take action through legal or political means. One of them, Pierre Kalskind, chairs the European Parliament's Fisheries Committee. He said that in the short term, there's a threat to bathing waters in northern France, and in the longer term, to marine life and the fishing industry. Pollution warnings were put in place, mostly along England's southern coast, after untreated sewage was discharged following heavy rain. Water firms have said they are committed to tackling the issue.
The BBC's Jessica Parker. The outgoing UN human rights chief suggesting her office may not make good on a pledge to release its long-awaited report on China's Xinjiang region by the end of her term next week. News and analysis at townhall.com. New gun rule came in under the radar this week.
While everyone was focused on either praising or griping about the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan Wednesday, the Biden Department of Justice finalized a rule that classifies parts in a gun parts kit as firearms that require a background check to buy. The goal is to do away with a small fraction of guns that liberals refer to as ghost guns or firearms Americans can build themselves. It isn't a new practice. For many Americans, it's long been a hobby. The new rule demands that retailers do background checks before selling the kits that contain the parts necessary for someone to build a gun. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
South Korea has signed a $2.25 billion deal with a Russian state-run nuclear energy company to provide components for Egypt's first nuclear power plant. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop into our chat room. Keep it nice and, I mean, I don't care what you say. I really don't. Except, don't go into the hyper attacks, or Liam will not only delete you, but ban you with one stroke of the keyboard. Ban you forever. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
It's National Something Day.
National
Banana Split.
Banana Split Day. There we go. We're okay on it.
Or Whiskey Sour Day.
Oh, Whiskey Sour.
Right there. There's a place.
Okay, there you go. Together, and you get the best of both worlds.
73 degrees in downtown Reading. It's warming up. It's going to be a high today of 103, a low of 69. And on Friday, a high of 103, a low of 69. Saturday, cooling down to 95. Nice day to get out and maybe catch up a little bit on the yard. Saturday night,
as long as you do it before noon.
Exactly. Or in the evening. You know, if it
evening's,
you know,
good, too.
It's good if it isn't still 95 at 7:30. Then that's not so much. Well, but if it's only 95 in the day by 7:30, 8 o'clock, it cools down at night.
Yeah. Of course, go out and grab the horse and go for a ride. She's constantly looking over her shoulder because that's when she got fed. She gets fed around there. She goes, somebody will eat it while I'm gone. Yeah, no, you're in there individually. Nobody will eat it, but you can tell that that one ear is always back looking at the stable.
Making sure that food's
that
still
food
there.
That food is still there.
On Sunday, sunny and a high of 92. Sunday night, a low of 65. Monday, 97 and a low of 67. Kind of just staying in the high 90s until Wednesday, go back up to 100. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Or it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Lost that thought. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts.
Absolutely.
365-3793.
Thanks for being here today, Trish, as usual.
I love doing it.
I love you, and I get
involved in the dialogues because I really want to help mold some of these people that are going to get elected to do what needs to be done and quit giving away the ship.
I think Alex has got some good ideas.
Well-spoken young man.
And
he has a point about the financial. Pick apart those government budgets.
Absolutely.
And because they do.
We need a
business. They do create a pattern, and they convince you that there isn't anything you can do. But when you really go through those budgets, there's a lot of padding that you can cut in all the budgets.
Well,
trust me.
Our city council is part-time. Even though it may not be, but it's part-time. They get paid nothing, $500 a month, for the countless hours they should be spending there. Now, can they spend those countless hours there? So you have to rely on staff. But if you are not a financial guy or girl, when they hand that to you, it can be totally overwhelming. You know that.
You need to, in order to really understand that budget process, it takes hours, and you need to sit down with someone like Alex who understands and can decipher and figure out all the ways that they pad money in all the corners, and I've been an advocate, as you know, for years of zero-based budgeting.
Yes.
Let them rebuild a budget. Tell me, this is what
Make
I have.
Show me every year.
Every year, this is what I actually have.
Yeah.
This is what I actually, the people, the equipment. We don't do that. We let them take a budget that they created 50 years ago and give them a little bit of a bump on it. That's
well,
how
we
budget in city and county.
They may eliminate some things out of it, like horses out of, you know, pulling the fire engines. But,
yeah.
But there should be. It should be that every year the head of that division says, I spent $25 million last year. This is what I spent it on. I mean, literally down to the cent.
Yeah.
I need $27 million this year to just accomplish the same thing because of the cost, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that you understand that it's plain and it's clear to the city council and the board of supervisors.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you have to rely on your people because you can't be everywhere at once.
Yeah.
And there lies... Because some people will have a tendency to take the easy way and do that. Just, well, I need it, the cost of living and inflation.
Well, and that's exactly how the budgets are.
I need 9% more than last year.
When you can adopt a budget as quickly as now, I know the city, they do a 3-year budget, then they kind of do a planning and what have you. Just jump to the county, the way they've done their budget in the last few years is ridiculous. I mean, the board didn't ask any questions, and they adopted the budget within an hour?
Well, you know,
that's insane.
I don't always agree with Patrick Jones, but that was one of the things. Patrick said, how can we do this? We should take a week on this, at least.
At least,
I mean,
ask a question and get an answer.
Yeah.
I mean, just, this is your budget for, I mean, it's a big book. I don't know any of you guys have ever seen these budgets, but.
Oh, I imagine
it's
got to be 4 or 5 inches thick.
Oh, yeah. And you're just going to say, let's make a motion to approve this for the whole year. Okay. Boom. Done. Anyway, just a reminder that it is open line, and
it
so if you've got
line.
Anything you need to talk about, 605-4567.
Yeah, last week it was like crazy open line.
I know it was. You know,
electric cars.
Yeah. I want to talk about this student loan.
Okay.
Thing.
There's plenty of raw meat out there. But I just want to mention is that Tehama County just had to close a part of their jail.
Yes, they did.
For the same reason we had to close part of ours, staffing problems.
Staffing.
And this is not, and you don't, you, everybody says, well, we pay these people so much, blah, blah. You know what, my friends? I have to get over that. Because people working in that jail, it is a tough job. And if you don't believe it, see if you can't get a tour of those jails and walk through them and see what it's like. You're not going to get people to work in those jails unless you pay them. And the bonuses to get them into the jail.
But more importantly, right now, the issue is that they've got to be able to have a life. And as long as we're so short-staffed.
They don't have a life.
They're not complaining so much as they're going out the door about the wages. They're not even complaining about the working conditions beyond the fact that they're working 90 hours a week.
That's it.
And they can't do it. They just can't live a life.
You can't continue to do that.
That's right.
Because, and I'll tell you, one of the big things is you start getting tired. Or
that's when accidents happen.
Or you start cutting corners, not because you want to, but it's just because you're tired, and you'll make a decision that could cost you your life, or you your health, or it could cost an inmate life. It could cost. I mean, they should be working regular weeks, regular shifts, getting time off, getting a vacation, being able to see the kids play baseball now and then, and if we're not willing to pay them, stop bitching about wanting a new jail. Because we could build a jail tomorrow, and next year it opens up, it can carry 1,000 people in there. It does no good if we've only got enough staff for 200 people.
Well, and we entice people to come up here because of the quality of life, all the wonderful things there are to do, all the family values, all the things that we have. And then you create jobs, you get them to go to work for you, and they don't have the time to enjoy any of the above because they're working too many hours a week. So we've got to figure out a way to entice people up here, get enough people working for the organizations. And as you indicate, this is not just a Shasta County problem. It's a problem.
It's a statewide,
I think. It's a statewide problem. Yeah. And certainly we're finding it with law enforcement. We're we're finding it with firefighters. We're finding it with all of the jobs, if you look at, that have responsibilities and public service choices, we're having a hard time filling all of them. That has to do with a lot of things we've done with our military, with a lot of the things we've done with our education system. It's going to take a while now to go back and recreate the incentive to create these young people that want to get into that public service arena.
Okay, and the last thought before we take a break. We have our first monkeypox case in Shasta County.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I just can't get too worked up over monkeypox. It doesn't kill people, or it's very rare that it ever kills people. We know what causes it.
Yep.
I mean,
and we're even saying it out loud. I like that.
Yeah, we are saying it out loud. But the thing is that you can get monkeypox over if you know, just like if
close contact.
If I had it and you hugged me,
extensively for a longer time than
for a longer time.
A quick hug isn't going to do it.
If I lick your face, that, you know, whatever.
And I have an open cut
and an open sore, but
it takes a little more than a sneeze.
But they say if you sleep in a person's bed who has it because they've left serum from their body in it. I can see where you can get it like that. So anyway,
just went too far.
You've never hot rat, obviously. Oh no, hot racks is something. Oh no, the Navy and where they, you know, they got different shifts and they don't. And what happens is that one leaves, one comes in. Okay, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, and you'd like to find out why or it's, things aren't working out, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He knows workers' comp. He knows it in and out. He used to work for the insurance companies, and he said, it's time to leave the dark side. And now he's opened his office here. He's doing very well. He has he's constantly expanding his office because there's lots of work out there because people are not getting the treatment they should. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today if you want a real pit bull. And Patrick Gorman's a pit bull. In the best sense of the word, fighting for you. We'll be right back.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I tend to listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to it.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtle. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back
not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, 8:20 in the morning, 78 degrees, going up to 106 today. What did I say it was? 70 degrees?
It's 73 degrees, and it's going to be 103 today.
Oh, only 103.
Only 103.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Two separate divisions. Judy Maxwell started her company in 1993 and has been helping families, seniors, business owners, veterans since the day they opened. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or your 401, or how about your health insurance, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. 530-221-0441. We have insurance with Judy. Very happy. Okay, let me throw it out here. Dun, 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 dun. Forgiving school loans that Joe Biden announced yesterday, not just the $10,000 for regular loans, but $20,000 for the Pell Grants.
There you go. So, and I quote, "People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress."
Okay.
Now, guess who said that?
Nancy Pelosi.
You got it. You got it.
But she didn't say it to Joe.
No. She said that from the very beginning. She agreed with Betsy DeVos, who has said, hey, take a look. The President of the United States cannot do this, cannot be done, and Pelosi was agreeing with her right down the line. Guess what?
She changed her mind.
All of a sudden she says, oh, absolutely. And now she says that this is a step in the right direction. This is a great step forward for our democracy. Bold action, strong step in Democrats' fight to expand the access to higher education by delivering historic targeted student loan debt relief to millions of borrowers. More working families will be able to meet their kitchen table needs as they recover from the pandemic.
So what's that going to do to inflation?
Shh.
Well, see, you got that money. Now
you're dumping a whole bunch of new money.
That came from Liam, who looks at these things. And then you just told me I had a very liberal outlook on the RBOs. And what'd you call it?
Gentrification.
Gentrification, where rich people bring in things and it runs the neighborhoods.
We're not going to talk about that.
No, we're not talking about that anymore. But let's talk about this. It's going to cost, estimates $300 billion. Now, remember the Inflation Reduction Act, right?
Yeah.
They don't call it that. They started calling it climate and medical.
Anyway, whatever.
Here's what it is. All that money we were supposed to be saving, tax cuts and all that, which we know is just BS, and 89,000 more IRS agents to make sure that we pay our taxes. All those.
Oh, but not if you're under $400,000.
But that's just a lie.
I know.
You talk to any CPA. Any CPA and anybody that will tell you the truth that has to do with the taxes, what they say is Well, that's just not true. They're going to go after businesses, small businesses. That's what
they're going to do.
They're
going to go after everybody.
And it doesn't mean you have to make $400,000. So what you'll do is you'll get a letter in the mail that says you owe $200 more. Well, if you're just a small business or it's $400, it's not worth fighting it because then you're going to have to fight it. So you send them a check for $400 or $200 or $300. But everybody, you're making $75,000. You turn in your tax. Oh, you owe another $75. Well, okay, because.
But what, back to Liam's point about the inflation.
Yeah.
Okay, we took all that money from the pandemic. We flushed it out into the community. Everybody went out,
yep,
started spending money like crazy, yada, yada. What happened? Inflation just, whoop, goes up. Now they're going to take all this new money, all these people that got these college degrees and are not working, so they can't pay them back because the college degrees didn't make them smart enough to get any kind of a job. So now they're still out there. Now we're going to give them some more free money, and they're going to go out and spend all of that, jobs, still not being a participating member. Inflation's going to go higher
and this
still.
Is for people that are making a family, okay, a family unit, $250,000 a year or less. If you're an individual, it's $125,000 a year or less. They're just going to forgive it. $250,000.
Those people who went to college and paid their fees or have paid off their student loans who are working, now they're going to get a rebate too, right? No, not so much.
No, and they're not going to come back to me and say, oh, by the way, I'm going to give you a $10,000 tax credit this year. No, they're not going to do that.
Well, and beyond that, this is not about the government giving anybody. What it boils down to is those of us who pay taxes, who continue to pay taxes, even if we're retired, we continue to pay a bunch of taxes. We're now paying off other people's student loans that went to college and didn't pay for theirs.
Yeah.
I'm paying for somebody out on the street to get a big tax refund. That's not right.
Mark, what say you?
Good morning.
What?
So yesterday, I was in your guys' chat room talking about this very thing, and I realized after the discussion I was having with a gentleman that he did not realize, or it seemed to me he didn't realize, that this was every taxpayer's money. And so, because I was saying that, this is socialism, and I don't think people understand what socialism is, that they just don't understand that when you take from one group of people and give money to another group of people, that is socialism. And so it really perturbs me when they say, oh, this is a great, strike for our democracy. This is absolutely not democracy. It's socialism. And this individual just didn't seem to realize that, because I said, I didn't want to have to pay for his student loan debt. I never went to college. I'm in construction. I make good money, but I chose not to go to college because it was too expensive. And now I'm being forced to pay for other people's colleges, and he's all, well, I don't want you to have to pay for it. And I'm good, but that's what is happening. And he just didn't seem to understand that the government doesn't earn its own money.
The government doesn't have any money.
The government doesn't make money.
Produces no money. It takes money.
Exactly.
Absolutely right.
But the average taxpayer, Mark, you're absolutely right, does not understand. They say, oh, I got an Obama phone. Obama didn't pay for the phones. I did. You did if you pay taxes. But they don't get that.
Well,
they don't understand the coordination.
I can't remember if it was, it's a quote, I can't remember if it was Thomas Jefferson, I think it was, who said, democracy will stand until people realize that they can vote themselves money. And that is where we are at. And that is why our democracy is falling apart.
But we're not a democracy.
Realize that they can vote themselves income. So it's no longer a democracy when you can do that.
But we're not a democracy. We are a republic. And that's the
Correct.
Difference and why it
we're
should work if we
republic.
If we operated as a republic, we wouldn't be having these problems. We have fallen into the pattern of operating as a democracy, and you're absolutely right.
Okay. Thanks a lot,
Thanks, Mark.
You know, the other thing, you know, so somebody comes back and says, well, who's paying for your Medicare? Well, here's the thing is, and I'll just take that one. I've paid into my Medicare since I was a child.
Yes.
Because I worked since I was a child.
There you
I
go.
Worked my way through college. I had a job, and I've had a job since I was 18, and that's been a few years. I paid into that every year. And if you look, if I wanted to take care of that is, if I'd put the same amount of money as they took out of my, you know, put in for Medicare and put it into an account, I'd have much more money then, and I could go to any doctor I want to.
And so you're still paying for it.
I'm still paying into Medicare.
Exactly.
And any dollar I get, part of it goes to Medicare. Every month when I write, or every 2 weeks when I write paychecks, I see how much goes into Medicare from everybody here, and I match it. I match it, whatever they're paying.
So, well, and here's the deal with your Social Security. If you make over a certain amount of money, you pay taxes on your Social Security when you get it, and you've already put that in to begin with.
Unless you're over the age of a certain age. Like Linda is drawing Social Security. But for every dollar over, I think it's $17,500, she has to pay taxes on it. I, because of my age, I can make $1 million a year and still draw without paying. Yep. Because of our age. Over a certain age, you don't have to pay taxes. And I don't know if it's 65 or 70. I don't know what it is, but it is. I know up until age 65, you have to pay for everything over 17,000. You got to pay taxes then. So, according to my CPA.
Yep.
We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean Car Wash, right down the street here on Market and Eureka Way. Love this place. I take my truck, drive in there. They put me through the car wash. It's my truck comes out looking wonderful. The people on the end, when it burps us out at the other end, nice people, nice kids, nice young people or older people with these clean towels, wipe down my truck. They're smiling. I'm happy. They're happy. I give them some money. It's great. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or you buy 10, you get 3 free. That's at Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. 8:31 in the morning, 72 degrees, and we'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
For years, the Redding Rancheria has given back to our community. Friday, September 9th marks the 20th anniversary of the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Since its inception, the fund has granted approximately $3.8 million in support of our community. This year, we will be celebrating 66 organizations that we've been able to help with an evening surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping us to continue the cycle of giving. The 20th anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund dinner is brought to you by this station and proud sponsors.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. Good morning. We're on 7 to 9 AM. Well, Free Fire Radio is on from 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. What's the matter?
I am not hearing anything.
Anything?
Nothing.
Is she turned on? Uh-oh. What have you done? You mean you're not hearing anything?
I am hearing now.
You're hearing now?
Yeah.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I hope you're not having a stroke, are you?
God, I hope not.
Yeah. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I've been going there for a long time and never had a bad haircut. They work by appointments only. I like that. Or I can just walk, you know, make an appointment, walk in, get my haircut, chit-chat with everybody, and leave. You can give them a call at 244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold. It's a great place. Okay, we were arguing about Social Security. You can make up to $25,000 a year and not have to pay
And then it depends on whether you're filing single or whether you're filing married.
It does.
Single people also get another axe. You do realize that.
Oh, single people get it all the time.
I know. It's one of those.
Well, here's the thing. Going back to the writing off people's debt who took it on voluntarily, and then what bothers me about it probably the most is Liam. Here's Liam is busting his butt at two or three jobs. He's young, he's making his decision what he wants to do, or people like Mark, or people like Veterans Diesel, or people down there at, working, as maybe a manager at Trader Joe's, or whatever, you know, a manager at, McDonald's, you know, they're making decent money. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Liam's not because he's working like three jobs.
I chose not to go to college because I didn't want to go into debt. Because college is expensive. And it's ridiculous to me that I have to pay other people's student loans.
Yeah. See,
yeah.
That's where I feel on it. I, you know, that people like Liam and all those other people who have worked hard in their lives, you know, they're in their mid-30s or, you know, early 40s, they've got kids and all that. Well, their tax dollars are being given to people between the ages of 25 and 35 who are healthy. And if they make $125,000 a year, you're telling me they can't pay back a student loan.
They can pay it back, but it's not enforceable. And I know people who are in their 60s and 70s who still have student loans.
Yeah.
And they don't have a house, they don't have anything that can be attached, and they just choose not to pay them back.
Yeah. So now, we, as Americans, as tax-paying, working individuals, have to pick up a $300 billion bill.
Yeah.
And people, and here's, and some of the Democrat Party is saying, oh, that's not enough. It should be all.
Yeah. No, it makes no sense.
Forgive it all.
And what they do is as soon as you, they're forgiving these debts, and then the colleges are turning right around and raising the tuition. So that now it costs more to go to school than it did before.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. When the government took over the guarantees, the cost of college went up astronomically.
Anytime the government gets involved in anything, the costs are going
to
go up.
And so you're right. I mean, to go to a college, I mean, $60,000 a year. Now, that's USC, and that was years ago. That was over a decade ago, so it's probably more. Now, you can go to community colleges, free tuition, but you still got to pick up your living expenses, your books, all those other things. But at least that has made some difference. Or let's just talk about the other thing. How about the GI Bill? 4 years in the military, you come out and your college is paid for.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, and that would solve a lot of the other problems. I mean, people don't want to hear this, but part of the issues we have with employment and getting positioned to fill, as we talked earlier about the public service, law enforcement, firefighters, those kind of things, the people that were going into those careers were people that were coming out of the military. They have discipline, they have control, they have good work ethic, and they're qualified now to go on to a good job and become policemen and firemen and those things. We're not getting those people anymore.
And the people, like, say you go to medical school. I mean, you walk out of there with some, you know, big
hefty
debt.
Hefty bill.
But if you choose to go to a rural area, and guess what? Reading is considered a rural area. You work here for 6 years, all of your, or whatever it is, your student loan debt is forgiven because you are working in areas that they need people with certain skills. Teaching. They go to certain places, inner cities, rural areas. I mean,
it boils down to if you become a productive part of the citizenry and of the population, then there are some benefits to that. The people whose loans are being forgiven by this program are people who have, in a lot of cases, been career students. They've just continued to go to school rather than get a job, continue to run up the debt, get just enough money every year to get by, make enough, and they're still going to college, and they're 35 years old, still living in the basement at grandma's house, and still
got college debt. Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of that out there. There's so many degrees there's so many people that have degrees in things that they're never going to get a job.
Well, I will agree that you're right. I don't think it's the vast majority, but if you take a very specific basket weaving of the Mayans and you write your doctorate.
Religious studies.
And you write your doctorate on it, and it takes you 8 years to get through university, and then when you get out, you go, you know, what kind of job? So I'm going to be a teacher. Okay, so teaching is a very honorable profession.
Doesn't make a lot of money.
They don't make a lot of money, but, you know, if you look at it like, but I'm going to pay off my debt. What I was seeing was doctors that were coming out with $400,000 worth of debt, $300,000 worth of debt, and I had two of them sitting right across from me here on the show. And when they've got that debt, it's hard for them to do things like buy a house. He said, if they would just let us write the interest off these loans. Now, you think about it. Let us write the interest off these loans, and that would solve a lot of the problems.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, that to me seems like it would be a simple fix that, okay, if you've got these student loans, you can take that interest off, but you got to be paying on it.
Exactly. Or even, why not even just forgive the interest and let them pay off the loan?
Yeah, so it's just a simple pay off the loan.
Yeah, just pay off the loan.
Well, then the people that loaned them the money aren't going to make any money.
Who loaned them the money?
Well, there's private
agencies. Federal Reserve?
It's private agencies did it, but then the government guaranteed it.
Yeah.
And that's where it started. Anyway.
This is not a solution for sure.
A solution of forgiveness like that, it just is wrong.
You can't take...
just wrong.
Well, and we got to go back to Mark's point about the people. People do not understand exactly what socialism is, and that's when you're using other people's money to pay for things for other people. The government doesn't have any money. We forget that. They say, well, we get this. The government's paying for it. No, they're not. The taxpayers are paying for it because the government doesn't have any money. They don't create money. They spend money, but they don't create it. And we people, there's a gal just got elected in New York, and in her acceptance speech, she said, this just proves that socialism works. They're saying it out loud. We've been saying they were socialists for years, and they keep denying it. Now, all of a sudden, they're saying it right out loud and saying, we're trying to turn this country into a socialist country.
Well, the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says it's not $300 billion. It's $500.
Well, there you go.
I don't know. You know what?
It's more money than we should be paying out for other people's debts.
Over the next 10 years, they settled on a central estimate of around $500 billion. The handout only applies to borrowers making less, get this, less than $125,000 a year. You know, it's 10 grand a month. So, unless you're in a family, then it's $250,000.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Okay, we need to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank's been around for 15 years, and since the day they opened, they've been moving local dreams forward because it's a community bank. It really is. Local board of directors, locally run. They know the people that they work with. We know the people that are, you know, that run Cornerstone Community Bank. I say we, that's all, you know, that's us. That's the community knows those people. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff and Riverside Way, two right here in town, one at 1845 California Street, right down the street from us, the main branch on the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and, of course, the newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least four deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Jump so high.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino to see the award-winning Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band remains one of the most accomplished bands in American roots music.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
This high-energy show will fill the event center Friday, October 7th. Tickets start at $30.
Plus fees. Must be 21 to attend.
Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, today on our show we had Alex Shea, who is running for Redding City Council. I had a lot of interesting things to say. You can hear it in our archives. That'll be up right after the show is over. And if you didn't have a chance to hear him, you can do that. We're going to have, of course, everyone that's running on our show at least twice before the election, at least twice.
So you, in this upcoming election, you want to check your ballots because you've got school board elections all over the place, and there's a lot of those people out there. You've got water district board members. You've got for various water districts. That's a huge issue in this county. You've got the two supervisory seats. You've got District 1 and District 5. Still a lot of election stuff out there. And I will remind everybody that if you're not involved, you're not paying attention, you're not voting, finding out about these candidates, and you're part of the problem in the government that we've got. So check these things out. What is pertinent to the area you live in, whether it's a water board or a fire board or a school board and the city council, 10 candidates in the city of Redding, Anderson City Council, you've got, I think, 4 candidates down there. You've got fire board, Anderson Fire Protection District. You've got a bunch of stuff going on in this county still that has to do with elections. We can make the most difference at the local level.
It may not be everybody twice, because there could be literally, I could do one every day
and not,
between now and November 7th and probably not get everybody twice, but at least once.
Yeah.
But I was approached by people running for the school board, and I'm going to have them on.
I'd
like
to
everybody that's running for the school board, you know, for whatever reason, we need to hear what they want to say about it. You know,
the issues that are out
that's
there.
Big.
And like I say, if you, you know, even maybe cut them to a half hour if you, to get all of them in. But I would say, and I'm going to extend this for you, if you're running for office in Shasta County, we'll give you a shot on this radio station
right.
and make your point.
That's right. And we don't endorse here. Now, Trish does, but I don't, and the station doesn't. We don't ever endorse local candidates. You will never see our name on, you know, people saying, oh, I'm for this candidate or against this candidate. Because, frankly, we just want the best people in there, because I've watched it for 13 years. I have watched people say the same things for 13 years. And while things change sometimes, and then you think, okay, this sounds like a good idea, somehow it never gets done.
And that's the key. We've got to get them elected. Then watch and see what they do. And if they don't do what they said they were going to do, don't just keep letting them stay in office. Go back and get somebody, try somebody else. That's how we have an impact on who our government is. And if you're not paying attention, you don't even know who's on the city council. And I can guarantee you, you walk out of here and ask the next three people you run into, one of them or two of them are not even going to know who's on the city council now.
Okay. Moving on.
Yes. Elections are important. They have consequences.
Absolutely. And you know who said that? President Obama.
Yes, he did.
And then, and that was, and so when Trump was elected, yeah, he said that too.
Yeah.
And guess what? Now that Biden's there,
we sure get
elections have consequences.
Boy, we sure can see that in full impact.
I'm
live and in color.
Anyway.
Holy cow. Just can't make that stuff up.
Moving on. So I'm watching 100 rodeos in 100 days, right?
Okay.
So I'm DVRing them. Or you don't DVR them anymore. You just save them on whatever whatever.
Or just go on and watch them, whatever.
So I'm only going to take a minute here. So being a member of the Reading Rodeo Association, I've only belonged to two associations, right? VFW and Reading Rodeo Association. VFW, I don't do much. Reading Rodeo Association, though, I'm getting involved in that. So I'm watching to see, get ideas. But last night, I watched this this rodeo. I think it was someplace in Idaho or something. I mean,
Boise, Idaho's in full swing right now. Yep. Boise Rodeo is going on.
Anyway,
Good rodeo on Boise.
Steer wrestler. And these are pretty big boys. In most cases, they're pretty big boys. I mean, they're like 6'4", 240. They come off a horse. They hit the steer. They try to stop it. And you think, well, first of all, leaping off a horse that's going 40 miles an hour down the... it takes a certain mindset there.
No kidding.
Well, this one guy yesterday, when he came off a little bit back, but he slid down the steer. And that steer proceeded, while he was trying to get his arms around it, turned around and literally ripped his shirt to pieces. And the guy couldn't, never did stop the steer, but because he was on top of it, and the steer's head was down and it was shaking his head, it took his shirt, and it was in strips. And the guy gets up, and it looks like he's been in a fight with a pack of Rottweilers. And he gets up and he's shaking his head. Meanwhile, the steer just trotting off down there going, yeah, bring the next one. So.
Yeah, no, I'm awfully glad my grandson is into cattle cutting and not rodeoing. He's just having a great life with that cattle cutting. Got a 3-year-old now that's getting ready for the futurity in Fort Worth in
Ooh,
November.
A lot of money there.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody's going to be riding it in the pros. His 3-year-old, he'll be riding in the amateurs.
We're talking horses now, not his son.
Yeah, exactly. And then, Gavin's 3-year-old, my grandson, and then Gavin will be riding it in the amateurs. So that's going to be an exciting time in Fort Worth.
Yeah. Are you going
I'm going to try to. Yeah. I'm going to be there over Thanksgiving. It's in November and they haven't really come out with the exact schedule yet. But it's around Thanksgiving you will remember he is a world champion at 18 or at 17, a national world champion.
Yeah.
35K.
So. Big shout out to our firefighters. We had a fire. We've had several fires. And one down there at the Benton Air Park area, another one on Lake. The Benton Air Park went to 6 acres before they got it under control. It'd be interesting if somebody said, so I wonder how those started. Now that in those areas they have down there is well known areas for homeless camps.
Yep.
And
we've been dodging the bullet so far. We just have to keep praying that we do.
Let's just keep knocking on wood here that we escape it this year.
But it's due to the efforts of the firefighters in the area where, I mean, they are jumping on these fires and putting everything
100%. As soon as you see smoke, you got to call 911. I did when I was out in Palisadro and saw smoke just pop up. It would have been south of us. And when I saw it, I called 911, and she said the firefighters she switched me over to Cal Fire, and they said, yeah, we've got one truck going. And I looked up, and here came the tankers. They're already rolling.
They are rolling. They're hitting it hard and heavy, and we hope that we can continue to do that because it's just
anyway,
a matter of time.
God bless our firefighters.
Yes.
All of our first responders. Well, another grueling 2 hours.
Well, you know, the time just goes by so quickly, and there's so many things to talk about, so many things going on in our community. I always want to remind everybody to check those calendars because there's so much happening and going on, not just in Reading, but all over Shasta County. There's the rodeo, the Intermountain Fair's coming up in Fall River.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So
they advertise on the station. I should know that, but I know it is. And
that's it. And that's the Shasta County Fair. People don't understand that the Intermountain Fair, that is the Shasta County Fair. That's the Shasta District Fair is in Anderson.
Yeah.
But that's not the county fair.
Oh, that's the Intermountain Fair.
The Intermountain Fair is Shasta County's fair.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Tomorrow, One Safe Place is joining us, and they have a number of things that are going on. Weekend is going to be cooler, as we've said. It's going to be only in the 90s, so that you can maybe get an extra 30 minutes sleep before you head out there. Linda's already got, she's got a list of like 10 things she wants to have done. And I add one more onto that, is to clean up my my den, because it's become a repository for everything.
Yeah, that's my garage. Yeah. I went out into my garage the other day, and I was really making some progress before it got so warm. And I walked out to get something out of the garage, and I thought, oh, my goodness. How does that stuff collect? It's just all of a sudden all those nice places that I cleared out and cleaned up are collecting stuff again. So I need to start paying some attention to that. Too hot in the garage this time of year.
Take care of yourselves today. Keep hydrating. Try not to walk your dogs on the sidewalk unless you put your hand down on the sidewalk and see
how hot it is. You can't walk barefoot. They shouldn't either.
They shouldn't either. And have a great day. God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.